My guest is the superintendent of the Gilman School District, Georgia Krause, and she's going to share with us some of the happenings at the most recent Gilman School Board meeting. So if you would, Georgia, the floor is yours.
Thanks very much. On Monday, September 19th, the board held their monthly meeting. We had an introduction of our new staff, and our new staff attended. That was nice for the board to meet them. For Citizens Forum, Elizabeth Riley introduced herself and explained a little bit about her platform as she's running for state assembly. In administrative reports, Mr. Liu started off with explaining what a great homecoming week we had had, and we're looking forward to next year. There will be some changes in the scheduling just because the WIA dates start football, I believe, in July this coming year. The decision was made to change the format of Parents' Night, and we looked at what was best for the student-athletes when making that decision, and we've gotten some positive feedback from that, so that's good. The board hearing annual meeting will be October 24th. We are moving it back a week to get more accurate numbers, so then again will be October 24th. Instead of going the third Monday, the October meeting will be the 24th, the fourth Monday. We approve the minutes, then the financials, FFA, FBLA, and WIA trips as presented. That's approval of the overnight and out-of-state trips. Then we went on to hires. We hired Clarissa Schmidt, Marsha Tereshko, and Sharon Hughes as part-time kitchen staff. We will also be posting a 4K special education aid position. Under old business, there was a band trip that was proposed and approved for Valley Fair for the spring of 2017, and there was discussion of a trip for 2018 going to Florida, so a longer trip. Next, we had snowplow bids, and we approved the snowplow bid for the next 5 years. The board has discussed in the past several years alternative compensation language, and they did a couple different things that were very good for our staff. The use of district-requested training to substitute for per diem rate equal to subpay for the teacher personal day. So instead of paying for their sub, which is in the current handbook language, they're allowed, if district asks them to go to a training, to substitute that. So that's a nice option for them. Also, they added some life insurance options, the inclusion of supplemental group life insurance option and spouse and dependent group life insurance. Again, that's not at district cost. That's just allowing our employees other options. We had kind of formalized discussion on the retirement plan and got it to the point where everybody agreed, and we're sending that on to the lawyers. We're basically moving to an HRA format, so we'll get that finalized and up for approval actually at the next meeting. We had approval of the primary budget for 2016-17. We discussed insurance coverage and changed the handbook language to allow for actually some options for our folks. They can choose their deductible and whether they would prefer an HMO or a point-of-service plan. And the district's pay rate will remain the same, just allows for some options for our staff. We had a community sign discussion in board business, and we'll be sending a letter out. The board finalized it, allowing, if people would like to contribute to the community sign, that would be great, but notifying our local community members and organizations that if there are things like Jump River Fireworks or the Lublin Parade, Perkinstown Tromp, that need to be publicized, that they can certainly send those in, and we'll get that going once the sign is up. Community Education Committee has started meeting. Some of the high points coming up with that will be indoor walking starting October 3rd. We held our first community coffee hour. That's going to be the third Tuesday morning of the month from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning. That gives people an opportunity to come in and ask questions or discuss issues with board members and administration. Next, we also discussed the STEP program and a need to increase the hourly rate, and that's the senior tax-exempt program. So we're definitely getting that rolling. Just need to find some people who are interested to move that forward. Board discussion of travel and professional development for the board was discussed, and that wrapped up the meeting.
All right. Once again, our guest has been the Gilman School Superintendent, Georgia Krause. Thanks so much for a bit of your time, and best of luck.
Thank you.